Discussing biofuels at Commodity Classic. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Well, at Commodity Classic last week, we covered a lot of topics, and one of those topics we covered was biofuels. I had the chance to visit with Brent Swart, who is an Iowa Soybean Association District 1 director.
Good morning. How's Commodity Classic been going so far?
Commodity Classic's been going really well. We're glad to be here, glad to have an opportunity to talk with you and your audience. And there's a lot going on, a lot of meetings, but a lot of good talk on how we can drive this industry forward.
Absolutely. Well, you've been, like you said, attending a lot of meetings and stuff, and there's been a lot of talk around biofuels and what that means for the soybean farmer and for soybeans in general. So any new updates there?
Yeah, biofuels are really have been an important talking point from some of the things we've been advocating for as a soybean association to support our soybean farmers and the health of the family farms, not only in the state of Iowa, but around the United States. And, you know, we're really looking at increasing domestic usage in any way that we can to kind of help stabilize some of the markets we've been lacking in this downturn in the ag economy. And we believe biofuels can not only be a clean solution for the environment, but a really good solution to increase usage of our soybean crop.
And even just for the farmers back home, I mean, just having that extra market, whether it's domestic or, you know, overseas or wherever it may be, you know, is just really important, especially for, you know, prices in general.
Exactly. And we've really had on the biofuels front some really big big wins, I think, here in the last 6 months from the federal level. And we're really hopeful that we can move forward on some of these obviously great announcements. But now we got to get these rules finalized. And finalizing a very robust RVO or renewable volume obligation. Obviously, the latest news was that got sent to the White House by the EPA. So we're hopeful that we can get a very favorable opinion and get that thing set into statute and make sure that, you know, our volume obligation is really accurately reflected of what our industry can do and what we've been producing from the crush plants and the oil. Obviously, half of the oil we produce, over half of the oil from soybeans, goes to the renewable fuels industry. And so we know that we can fill a market need if that RVO is in the right place. And the other thing that we focus on the renewable fuels side is the 45Z tax credit. And we're hopeful to get good guidance on that. We're thinking it's about 80% baked right now. And again, that's going to be a very favorable opportunity for farmers to help get some of those tax credits funneled down to the farm gate. Again, we know we're going through a little rougher time in the ag economy. So anything we can do to not only promote conservation on the farm, but also put more money in farmers' pockets with the 45Z tax credit is going to be really helpful to all of our farmer listeners.
Absolutely. Well, with that being said, I guess as you've wrapped up your time here at Commodity Classic, any message to send back home to Iowa?
No, just that we're working hard on trying to get things better here. We've got a really robust team that's advocating for Iowa farmers, and we're hopeful that the EPA is going to get and the White House is going to get these RVOs finalized as soon as possible. Obviously, we're very hopeful that we can get that increase in required gallons for the RVO, almost a 2 billion gallon increase over the previous RVO, and so we're hopeful that we can get a good outcome for all of farm country.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.